A pair of former world leaders shared the stage today in Barcelona, Spain, at the close of the International Conference on AIDS. Bill Clinton and South Africa's Nelson Mandela told delegates that the world must recognize the threat AIDS poses to global security and stability.
Mandela said AIDS has declared a war on humanity that requires the mobilization of the entire population, not merely rhetoric.
Eloquent on this pandemic is good, but not sufficient. Unless we are able to follow what we say by doing something practical to deal with this situation, our eloquence is less than useless.
Mandela's country suffers from one of the highest HIV infection rates on the planet, and he told delegates that access to drugs and therapies must be universal.
We must find ways and means to make life-saving treatment available to all who need it. Regardless of whether they can pay for it, or where they live, or for any other reason why treatment is denied.
Throughout the week-long conference, delegates heard about a number of new therapies with the potential to improve and extend the lives of those infected with HIV. But researchers warned against the notion that there will be a cure for AIDS or a vaccine to prevent it anytime soon.
Talk about medicine did not dominate the week-long conference. Instead, the social, political, and economic implications of the epidemic took the spotlight. Clinton, who co-chaired the conference with Mandela, warned that no nation can afford to ignore AIDS.
It is, as has already been said, a threat not simply to our health, but to our economic well-being and to our very security. 100 million AIDS cases means more terror, more mercenaries, more war, destruction, and the failure of fragile democracies.
Former President Bill Clinton addressing delegates today in Barcelona at the end of the 14th International Conference on AIDS.